Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant, and we are counting down the days till the 2017 NFL Draft taking the stage in Philadelphia this year. But with that said, we love bringing you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we love bringing him in this format on the Players Platform show so you can know more than the name. And like I said, today we have a fantastic guest from the Pioneer League. He was second team defensive end, translates to the linebacker position at this next level, and that's Justin Horton, the Jacksonville Dolphins standout. I'm excited to kind of talk to him and find out what makes him tick. What are the qualities and characteristics that are going to make him a guy that teams are going to look at on the weekend of the NFL draft? And he's very versatile, like I said, defensive end at the collegiate level, kind of, you know, looks at as an outside linebacker at the next level. But, you know, I know talking with some people, he did some tight end drills during his pro day, as well as defensive end and linebacker. So there's a lot of versatility and this young man. So excited again to talk to him, find out what he brings to the table, and find out what's going to make him be special in the eyes of NFL scouts. But with that said, Justin, we appreciate you taking some time, my man. Can you believe you're a few weeks away from, you know, finding out where you're going to land as a NFL prospect and your teammates are doing spring ball?
Oh, man, it's a dream come true. It's truly a dream come true, man. I don't even know what's going on at times, you know, but, you know, just control the controllable. And like you said, I'm looking at my teammates practicing spring ball. It's kind of like an out-of-body experience because, you know, I was just there a little while ago. I don't even know what to say to them. I can't coach them. I just sit there and I watch.
Let me ask you this one. Usually when we have guys on at this point of the year, you know, mid-April, early April, have you caught yourself waking up in the middle of the morning thinking you're missing practice yet?
Yep. For the first couple of weeks, I was jumping up at like 5:30, thinking I was missing weights and stuff like that. So still in the morning, I woke up this morning actually thinking like I really should be doing something. But my first workout wasn't until 12, so I'm still a little used to that college schedule.
Yeah, well, I asked the question because you're not alone in that one, Justin. A lot of you guys, I think you're just so used to the routine that it just becomes intertwined in your DNA. I'm curious,
right,
man. I mean, playing at a smaller school in Jacksonville, you've emerged as an NFL prospect. I mean, in high school, kind of how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle and some other bigger schools weren't looking at you?
I was looked at by some big schools, but none of them chose to pull the trigger, you know, and I'm not really too sure. You know, I've always been taught to, you know, put your head down and go to work and everything will work out just fine. Time, honestly, I was caught up in going to the big D1 school just like everybody else. But looking back on it in hindsight, I don't think it would have been the best decision for me. I needed some time to grow and to develop and to mature and to do things. And I don't think me being the person who I am, you know, I think I would have been a little bit distracted at some of these other schools. But, you know, now being where I'm at and you know, going through 4 years at JU, which was, you know, there were a lot of distractions there too. But, you know, I think it was the best choice for me.
Definitely. Once again, Justin Horton, the Dolphins standout, defensive end / outside linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's always free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. You just type in his name, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page. We always like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about Justin Horton as he makes his path towards his next level. When do you get the idea, when's that sense of reality start to come into your mindset that you can take this to the next level, Justin? Because you know as well as anybody, everybody that you suited up with and against wants this opportunity. When do you kind of know, like,
right,
you know what I'm doing on Saturdays might get me to Sunday?
I've always had that the thought in the back of my head that I wanted to go to the NFL, like you said. And I was the type of person to ask questions, you know, to guys who were doing pro days and things like that, and talk to my coaches who had played in the league. I had a defensive line coach, Coach Ernie Logan. He played for the Browns, the Jaguars. He played in the league for 9 years. Where I really, really knew that it was a possibility for me to get to this point was I sat down and actually talked to him, and I asked him, you know, Coach, do you think I can make it to the NFL? And this was early in college. And he said he thought I had all the physical tangibles, everything that I needed as far as keeping up with people physically in the NFL. He just thought I needed to work on technique and being a student of the game. So at that point, I was really excited, of course, to hear that. But it kind of put it in perspective of what I needed to do. And from then on, I kind of, you know, focused on what I needed to do as far as what he said and picking up things along the way and my work ethic. And it was – and now, you know, it was like a blink of an eye. I'm looking up and I'm here now. So I just, you know, continue to work hard and do what I'm supposed to do.
Definitely. And you've been really killing it, you know, during your pro days and whatnot. I mean, you went down to the Gridiron Showcase. That's an awesome opportunity. Mm-hmm. You had, what, I think, 4 sacks and a scrimmage down there. What, you had a 37-inch vert, 10-3 broad. I believe those numbers put you in the top 5 if you went down to Indianapolis for the scouting combine. So I just think that shows the versatility. And obviously you got some springs in those feet and some ability to kind of move. I heard you also did some tight end position drills during your pro day. So, I mean, you're doing defensive end drills, linebacker drills, tight end position drills. How exhausted were you when you finally got to unlace the cleats that day?
Well, they had me do fullback drills. I wasn't tired at all. You know, this is a dream. Like I said in the beginning, you know, I was just running on straight adrenaline. So before I knew it, I was, you know, sitting down with my agent talking. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, this is already over. Like, I was so excited and so ready to go. You know, it just it flashed by. But, you know, thank God I did really well. So
excellent. And, yeah, Christina Phillips, Raptors Position Sports. What's it like working with one-on-one with Christina?
Christina is, as people would say now, the GOAT. She's the best. She represents me and my best friend, Andy Jones. He plays for the Cowboys. And he told me, you know, long before she came and called me and wanted to represent me, that she was, you know, the best. And I saw how she did with him last year, how she treated him, how she was real detailed with her whole process. She has a way that she wants to do things. And, man, she's worked wonders for me. She got me into that College Gridiron Showcase. She told me exactly what I needed to do. So, you know, I'm blessed to have Christina around.
Definitely, yeah. She's a grinder. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. She goes the extra mile to do her best for her clients. For you, mm-hmm. I ask this question of every guest that's ever come on this show. I mean, we're putting Justin Horton in the film room. We're with some NFL scouts right now. They're breaking down game tape. Mm-hmm. You're watching them do it. When they look at you, Justin, what do you think they're going to love about your ability? What are those characteristics and traits you bring where they're going to say, man, you're really killing it in these areas?
I think they're going to look at my film and see a guy that's really good at dealing with the run. I pride myself in, you know, taking on blockers and, you know, making heads snap back and make sure that guys, you know, getting shedded and I'm getting on the ball carrier. I think I show that I can tackle really well. I think I show I have a high motor, you know, and, of course, I show my athletic ability that I can pass rush. I even played against Eric Saubert. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He played a tight end for Drake. He's doing really well.
Yeah.
Played against him. They didn't let me guard him too much. I was kind of upset about that because, you know, I wanted to show him I can get downfield and cover like a post corner or something like that. But, you know, we went up against each other on a lot of short yardage plays. He was blocking me, and I came out on top. So I think they have a lot to see, a lot of good on my film. I'm very proud of.
Definitely. And you know what? We had him on down at the Shrine Game. We had him on the show. So Small world. Yeah, we had him on the show. Yep, I remember watching him down there. I asked this question as well. I mean, what qualities won't be revealed by watching film, Justin? I mean, that scouts need to know about. I mean, leadership qualities, game film study. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I think that's kind of evident, at least athletically we know that. But, I mean, what are mm-hmm. some of the really positive characteristics as a man that, you know, these teams need to know about that they're not just going to be able to see when they're watching you do your thing on the field?
Like I said before, my dad and my mom always taught me to, you know, work hard and let God take care of you know, the supernatural or whatever else that you think you can't handle. So I have a work ethic that I don't see in a lot of other people. I like to, you know, come home. I'm in Claremont right now. It's a small city. You know, I keep to myself, and I just go to work. And I, you know, when guys, I think they picture being in the NFL and playing, I just picture the day that I can, you know, have an apartment and be in a facility, you know, 24/7, doing whatever I need to do, working out, getting in the ice tub. Just, you know, my day is surrounded by football. So I love the process. I've fallen in love with the process over my time in college, and I just love bettering myself for football. And that's something that, you know, you can't see, but I don't know what it is about it. I just like it. I can't explain it. I just like, you know, getting ready for a season. That's the best part. And, of course, playing and being able to, you know, go make plays. But the preparation is what builds up to all that. It's the best part.
Definitely. And you're still versatile. Like I said, you bring so many good qualities to the thing. I mean, again, like, I mean, you're a second-team defensive end in the Pioneer League. And you kind of transition to the south side linebacker thing, and then you kind of talk about the tackling ability. Like I said, very, very, very excited, put it that way, to find out, you know, how this draft process is going to go for you, because I think you're going to do well. Do you get comparisons out there? I mean, I know, you know, it's, you know, you could, you know, I know you're not saying, hey, I'm better than Luke Kuechly at this point, but I mean, who do you got to get comparisons to? Well, some guys feel embarrassed to answer. They're like, you know, I don't want to say I'm better than Julio Jones. Like, we're not saying that. You're just, you know, I mean, people like to listening to the show. They like to kind of get an idea of who you may compare to.
I've been told that I'm comparable to Von Miller. My teammates used to call me Von all the time, especially when I put on my glasses. So that's really the only one. In high school, they used to call me Ray Lewis, too. That's because I wore 52 and I was, you know, I was a hype man. So, I mean, other than that, that's really all they give me. But I like being called Von Miller. I love the way he plays. You know, I love what he does. And, you know, of course, I like when he dances. If that's one thing I can say I do better than Von Miller, I think I dance better than he does. So, we're going to have to see.
Excellent. You know, and I like how you said, well, the only things your buddies gave you or your teammates gave you was Ray Lewis and Von Miller. I'm like, well, those are pretty good those are pretty two good names. If you're going to, you know, be called anything, you're going to be called Ray or Vaughn. Those are substantial. I mean, this last few months, I mean, it's a once in a lifetime experience. I mean, you know, you don't do this next year. You're never going to do this, but I mean, what's it just been like for you just to kind of, you know, wake up, do your combine prep, get ready for pro days and workouts and just kind of share with us what this experience has been like for you.
You know, it's a transition. You're so used to being a student athlete, and then now you're at the point where this is your job and this is your business, and you're your own brand. So I've enjoyed picking up, you know, soaking everything up like a sponge. I've enjoyed it all. Like I said, I've waited for the day that I can just come out and worry about football. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that you don't expect, like dealing with the agent, having scouts call, having, you know, them do background checks on you, and, you know, you looking at your Facebook and your Twitter like, ooh, did I put something up? Or did I do something wrong? There's a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, that you don't expect, but it's really fun. It's really enjoyable. And, you know, I'm blessed to be here and just to have this opportunity. It's a great thing for me and my family.
Definitely. It's an exciting time. Once again, the Jacksonville Dolphins standout linebacker Justin Horton here on the C2P. Before we let you go today, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall questions?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
all
yeah,
right. Now, this question, all right, here we go. How about female celebrities, Justin? If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
I don't think I ever really thought about that, and I don't think my girlfriend liked that too much, but I probably say Rihanna. I like Rihanna. She's
there
pretty cool.
Go.
I like her personality, and you know, she's real sweet. You know, I haven't really, you know, done too much research on it, but off the top of my head, I said Rihanna.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, her name comes up quite frequently on the show, and you know what? It would probably be kind of hard for her to keep that figure for as many dinner dates as she has guys that come on the show that are taking her. So, like I said, she'd have to spend a lot of time.
I try to be, you know, special and take her like a salad plate, something like that, show that I'm real thoughtful. Yeah.
Now, that's going to get you in trouble with your girlfriend. She's like, why'd you do that for me? Yeah, we'll delete this part. but you know, to keep things fair, I always ask, when your girlfriend listens, and she will, just say, listen, mm-hmm. So we're going to ask her this question. If she was on the show and we asked her, hey, what male celebrity would you take out if they could take you to dinner? And then she would probably say somebody. So usually it all ends up, you know, fair and square. Another
so.
One for
I
you. Take
y'all
some...
too much of them.
Nah, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. How about this one? This is a big hit or miss. We're talking nicknames in that Dolphins locker room. Could be you or one of your, you know, your teammates, your buddies. Who had the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
Ooh. I would say my teammate's name is Bumpy. His name is Bumpy. That was his nickname. So, yeah, we call him Bumpy. You know, a whole bunch of different, you know, varieties of that. We call him Bump, Stump, Pimple, something like that. I don't know. We call him a whole bunch of stuff to try to make fun of his name. But, yeah, that was probably the most unique name I've ever come across in my 4 years, 4.5 years of college.
How about Coach Shields? Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Shields, and would they do it in front of him?
Heck yeah. We had a freshman named Kayson Wakely. he was spot on with a Coach Shields expression. If I could get him, you know, to get on the show and do it, I would, but he's probably in class right now. But it was, I'm talking about, if you close your eyes and it wasn't looking, you would really think it was Coach Shields.
Excellent, man. We got one more for you. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He puts the themes and ideas on the cleats and spikes. He spray paints them on there. If you could have anything mm-hmm. on your shoes, what kind of idea would you want?
Probably do something with the Alzheimer's Association. Both sides of my family have been affected by Alzheimer's. My great-grandma, my dad's side, my grandmother. Right now, actually, my mom takes care of her at home. And being, you know, close to a caretaker and close to somebody with Alzheimer's and, you know, knowing my grandmother, of course, before she was affected by it, you know, it takes a toll on you and it takes a toll on your family. So knowing what that is, I'd love to get involved with that, you know, if I'm blessed enough to have the opportunity. Love to, you know, educate people on how to, you know, deal with that, how to help and however. But I definitely do something with Alzheimer's.
Awesome, man. Justin, you were fantastic. I can't wait to find out again where you land in a few weeks. But we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No problem.
I appreciate
once
it.
Again, oh, man, anytime. Once again, that is Justin Horton, the standout Jacksonville Dolphins linebacker here on the C2P. And you know what, folks? You got to love what this guy said earlier in the show. He just said, hey, I just want to make it, and I just want to spend all day at the facility. If that's not what coaches want to hear, this guy just wants to find an apartment and then go to work. That's you got to love. He's not worried about what he's buying with his first paycheck. He's not worried about going anywhere, doing anything else except putting his head down. And he kind of said that is, well, his mom and dad taught him the work ethic and kind of, you know, giving it to God and kind of doing what you got to do, man. Got to love the kid. Got to get more of him. Again, Justin Horton from the Dolphins here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.